Let us pray together for understanding. O Lord our God, whose word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, that we may be obedient to your will and live always for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As soon as Jesus heard the news, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. But the crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. That evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "That isn't necessary. You feed them." "But we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here," Jesus said. Then Jesus told the people to sit down on the grass. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples, who distributed it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. The feeding of the 5,000 is the only miracle beside the resurrection that is told in all 4 Gospels. In addition, Matthew and Mark shared a story of the feeding of the 4,000. All 6 accounts are similar. The feeding has allusions to the Lord's Supper and numerous allusions to God's care for us. The feeding of thousands, caring for others, is a task we are to live in our daily life. Jesus is on retreat. Jesus is grieving the death of his friend and cousin John. Someone sees Jesus and word quickly spreads. The people are so hungry to hear Jesus, and they want to be healed by him. So they rush to him and make no preparations for physical hunger. They drop everything and run to Jesus. Jesus has compassion on them. Setting aside his own grief, he greets the people, teaching and healing them. The people stay all day and are hungry. Jesus is exhausted. The easy thing for Jesus to do at the end of this long, sorrowful, tough day is to follow the reasonable advice of the disciples who are tired and hungry themselves. The disciples are only trying to be helpful and do the most logical solution given the circumstances. The disciples said, "Send the crowds away before it gets too late so they can find shelter and food in a nearby village." Not only will the crowd be fed, but Jesus and the disciples can finally get some much-needed rest. The disciples have taken inventory of the situation. 5 loaves, 2 fish, and 12,000 hungry people. Limited resources, fatigue, and an overwhelming need. Jesus tells the disciples, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Jesus regarded the feeding task to be the disciples' responsibility, as it is ours today. Jesus knew they could do it. God does not lay a responsibility on us that we are not capable of fulfilling. But the disciples came back at Jesus, "We have nothing," which of course is an exaggeration. They had a little, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Can you identify with the disciples? Fatigue, limited resources, an overwhelming need. They make excuses such as, "I have too little," "I'm too old," or "I'm too young for this sort of thing." "I'm sorry, but I have too much going on. I'm too busy. I've already given and done my part. We should let some other person do it. After all, I'm not ordained. I don't know that much about the Bible. You know, that's really not my gift. I got too much going on right now," and the list can go on and on. The disciples sincerely believed they did not have enough resources, that the only solution is for the hungry to own their own hunger and do something about it themselves, go and get their own food. In short, the disciples, and perhaps some of us today, don't believe we have enough to offer. Certainly not anything that people can't get already for themselves. Some of us, if we truly believed we will have enough for our future, would be more generous to those in need in the present. Afraid of scarcity, sometimes we also say, send them away, creating emotional distance. Those who are out of our sight, those that we do not think about, those that we ignore or justify to be their own fault, do not resonate with our compassion. Jesus modeled for us to truly see others, to listen, to understand their situation, to understand their needs, and to have compassion. When Jesus told the disciples, "You give them something to eat," they were unaware that they had the resources to fulfill Jesus' command. Jesus' point is clear. You give what you have, and God will take care of the distribution issues. The miracle was not only one of feeding, but one of opening up the imagination and faith of those who were doing the feeding. Jesus never kept his distance from the poor, the hungry, or the sick. Having taught the crowd and having healed the sick, Jesus wasn't about to send them away hungry. Like the disciples, we are too called to preach the gospel, heal the sick, to love extravagantly, to feed the hungry. We are called to have compassion like Jesus, to be a community that provides spiritual and physical food. The miracle began when a boy and the disciples were filled with compassion, when they had enough compassion to enable their belief. And that enabled them to give. And then they believed that they could make a difference. All Jesus asked them was that they take what was at hand and use it. God would take care of the rest. 5 loaves, 2 fish, give thanks to God and give it to God. We are surrounded with an abundance of food, making it hard for us to understand the scarcity of that situation. A crowd of 5,000 men, meaning probably 12,000 to 15,000 people counting the women and children, would have been larger than the population of the majority of the urban settlements of that time. The crowd was slightly larger than the population of North St. Paul. So imagine that, the whole city of North St. Paul coming by your house this afternoon for dinner. This crowd has not eaten all day and is hungry right now. And remember, back then there was not fast food, refrigeration, packaged foods, grocery stores, or restaurants. Bread was baked by hand. Fish had to be caught and transported to the people. The temptation for the boy to keep those 5 loaves and 2 fish a secret, to eat them himself or to share them with the immediate family, had to be very tempting. After all, he was the one that had the good sense to come prepared, bringing his own food. His family either invested half a day hand milling and baking the bread, or he ordered and purchased the bread. Bread orders were placed a day in advance. The flour was taken and was milled at night and then taken to the village baker in the morning. This bread was not come by easily. Meat of any kind was very desirable, but expensive, rare for the common person. Fish was highly desirable, but took considerable effort to obtain. The boy and his family are hungry. This meat would barely satisfy them, let alone 12 to 15,000 people. Really, when you think about it, isn't it absurd to share this food with the multitude? It's only a mere drop in the bucket. If he gives this food away, he doesn't even have any resources left. Even if he had the money, it would take him a couple of days' journey just to go someplace where he could get more food. The logical thing to do here is to take care of oneself. So many hungers, so few resources. The miracle begins when a boy has compassion that moves him to give everything he has to the disciples. And the disciples themselves were likely tempted to keep this food for themselves. After all, no one would need to know, right? It would, if they divided amongst the 12 of them, they could have had a good meal. But they too give it to Jesus. When the faithful begin to act by sharing their resources with others, miraculous things happen. Trusting in God and acting with compassion, scarcity is transformed into abundance. Jesus took what he was given, blessed it, and offered it to God in gratitude. Then Jesus proceeded to break what was given so that it could be multiplied. So he took what he had, blessed it, and shared it. No one is left behind, and no one is left out. In the end, everyone is fed and satisfied. God is a lavish God, dealing generously, multiplying much out of little. When we give something to God, the measure we get back is far greater than the measure we give, although sometimes it comes back to us in a different way than we expect. Our abundant God provides us with more than enough. Our investments in God will grow to abundant proportions. Jesus was constantly taking small things at hand, a cup of water, a loaf of bread, a touch, a simple word of forgiveness, a smile, an act of love, and does what compassion calls for at that moment. He refused to ever be overwhelmed, either by his own need for comfort or the urgent need of the people. Instead of anxiety about not having enough, he gives thanks to God for what he has and shares it. Scripture says, all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 basketfuls. Over the years, a lot of debate has focused on the mechanics of the miracle. What exactly happened here? Did God multiply the loaves and fish? Or were the people so inspired by the sharing of the boy and the disciples and Jesus that they all shared what they had, that in reality, some of them did have some food and they shared that. And some of them were able to go to other places and run and get some food and bring it back. So multiplying or everyone sharing everything that they had, which would you consider the greater miracle? The fact of the matter is, Scripture doesn't tell us how the people got fed, so I certainly can't tell you either. Your curiosity will have to go hungry. But we do know how the miracle started and how it ended. It started with compassion, with a boy who gave everything he had, and it ended with everyone being filled, not able to eat another bite, with 12 baskets of leftovers. 12 baskets. One for every disciple, so that each disciple could go out and feed others. The lesson to us would-be disciples is we should feed the physical and spiritually hungry. You have the ability to be compassionate. You have food. You have gifts and resources, always have and always will. There are no Mother Hubbards among us. No one is unprepared or empty-handed. How and where is Jesus saying to you, they need not go away? You give them something to eat. When the physically or spiritually hungry come looking for food, when the sorrowing come looking for comfort, when the confused come looking for direction, when the bitter come looking for reconciliation, when the powerless come looking for strength, when the addicted come looking for deliverance, when the fearful come looking for courage, when the hopeless come looking for hope, let us remember Jesus' words. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. When the faithful have compassion and share their resources, miraculous things happen. Trusting in God, giving with compassion, scarcity is transformed into abundance. Amen.